This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Church donors get rebates from the IRS at tax time. The Johnson Amendment, passed in 1954, put a caveat on that, saying those churches taking those donations may not endorse candidates. Over the weekend, Donald Trump told the Values Voter Summit in D.C. that he would work to overturn that amendment. Churches are often silent on moral issues because people who want to restrain the church in the world threaten Christian leaders, saying their moral stands constitute endorsements. Trump also blasted members of the media who mock and demean people of faith. House Speaker Paul Ryan is refusing to fund Planned Parenthood in any Zika bill, saying that's something we won't do. Ryan is taunting voters, friends and foes alike, to vote on this issue in November. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. CFAM, easily the strongest pro-life presence in the UN, says world peace is strategically threatened by abortion and the resulting global aging crisis. With abortion a key component to plummeting worldwide fertility rates, nations like China see a future with fewer military service-age men. CFAM points to writers from the New York Times and Forbes, who see the long-term declines as fostering military aggression. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.